universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. Looking back, I think to myself, I never thought it would actually happen to me. I know it happens to other people, and they wring their hands, and they struggle, but certainly it wouldn't happen to me, would it? Maybe you thought that. And actually, what happened, it wasn't as severe as some things could be. My wife was redecorating the living room, and she said, "Dave, there's a crack here in the plaster." And so I came and we talked about it. And Well, just a little bit ago, she came to me again and said, this now was several months later, "That crack, remember it? Well, it's grown. Not only grown, but there's two more cracks right next to it, and the one below the window, it's at least a quarter inch thick." I went, "Ew." And so we went down in the basement, right underneath there, and sure enough, we saw in the foundation a huge crack, probably 3/8 inch thick, and as cracks go, that's pretty big. And it's like, oh my gosh, what now? I mean, the side, and we looked around, and sure enough, there was another one at the other corner a little bit away. The whole corner of the house had been sinking. And I noticed the front door was getting harder to close. I hadn't even checked the windows. So, well, I called a company. I called two companies to get two bids. And they both said exactly the same thing was happening. Here in St. Louis, where we live, it's been very dry over the last umpteen years, seven or so, that through winter, as it's so dry, the ground is actually pulling away from the foundation. And it's pulling the foundation down. And both people said, "We're seeing this all over St. Louis." And they could have been giving me a song and a dance, but it seemed reasonable. Besides, we had the cracks there. I could stick my, not just fingernail in this, but I mean, not a whole finger, but it was pretty significant. And they both gave us estimates. Gulp. Amazing, they were about the same. So we chose the one company, and we had the work done. Oh my. I'd heard of other people having foundation problems and having to deal with it and shore up the foundation. Well, our house is quite old. It's over 80 years old, I believe. And so the foundation, well, we learned, actually wasn't that good of a foundation to begin with. They said when they dug underneath, and oh boy, they had to dig in the basement and dig holes underneath the foundation. There really wasn't much of a foundation there at all, not like they do today. But from what I'm hearing, even if they would have had a good foundation, it wouldn't have mattered because of what was happening. Well, I stumbled across a Bible verse just the other day that made me stop and think about it again. This actually happened about 4 months ago. And thought about this situation again. The verse is from 1 Corinthians chapter 3:11. Paul writes, "For no one can lay any foundation other than what has been laid, which is Jesus Christ." If you look at the verses before that, Paul was saying he laid a foundation, that is Jesus Christ as Savior. And that's why he leads up on this verse then to say no one can lay another foundation other than that which is laid. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. There are times we do sometimes like to lay other foundations. Our good looks, well, that doesn't get me very far. Our health and longevity, well, that doesn't get me far either, as I have aches and pains and problems. My wealth, well, after my earthly foundation of my house is crumbling, we had to take out a loan to pay for that thing. That ain't doing very well either. You name it. Whatever it is, there's everything in this life is temporal. But then you go to spiritual things too. Sometimes people lay a foundation, I will work extra hard, be extra good, and I'll, and that's the problem. Always those sentences begin with I. That's the foundation, and that's the foundation that can have a problem. We're really in a situation where we need somebody else to come in. Just like I had a company come in to shore up that foundation, or just like you have a company come in to build a house to begin with, we need that too, spiritually. Someone to come in and build. And Paul even goes on to say here in 1 Corinthians 3, I came in and laid the foundation. Be careful on how you build on it. So, yeah, we take a hand maybe in the construction of our house, our lives, absolutely. But the foundation, is that Jesus Christ? Is that how we are saved? Well, and here's the next question with that, is how far does that go? And this is where it's a real struggle sometimes. And though I am in my late 50s, though I am a pastor, though I've been raised as a Christian, though you'd think I have learned a few things, though you think I've been around the corner, there are times I still come right up to it and go, oh my gosh, I really sure was depending on myself and my wit and my wisdom, and I'm sure not trusting on the Lord. And I have to turn to Him, as I regularly do on Sundays. That's why in church, many churches have that general confession of our sins. Because there is a day that's going to come when we are limping to church, hurting and wounded and aching, because spiritually we realize we really messed up. And when one has had that experience of that general confession, then we realize we can always go to God. We can always confess. And He is always willing to forgive us. And if you haven't had that experience of a general confession or going to church, that's okay. That's okay. Because God loves you. He loves me. He wouldn't be in the business of saving if it wasn't that way. And so sometimes droughts in our lives do come. We don't like them. I will agree with you 100% as I'm having aches and pains and problems as whatever that might be, financially, emotionally, mental fatigue, or whatever. Those things come along to shake us up, sometimes to help us pause and go, you know, am I laying a different foundation than I should be? God, am I trusting in something else other than You, both for my spiritual salvation as well as my daily help? Show me, Lord. And then repair the foundation, laying again the foundation that You only can lay. Because really, it's only God who can save us. We had sinned. We couldn't climb out of the hole. We couldn't fix ourselves, you could say. But God will. God does. And He has. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, when we have those days where nothing seems to go right, or there's problems, or there's issues, we think, why me? I didn't ever think it would happen to me. It happens to everyone else. But Lord, it does happen to us because we live in a sinful world. We thank You that You came to live in the sinful world too, and to work out our salvation. By Your death on the cross, by Your resurrection, You are establishing salvation through You, through what You have done, Your good works, Your good deeds, and Lord, we therefore cling to them. Be with us and help us in our earthly issues that we struggle with, sure, but also especially spiritually. Lord, when the earth shakes and trembles and our life is bothered, whether it be big or small, help us always to pause and say, hey, Lord, is that You speaking? Am I maybe trusting myself rather than You? And Lord, help us to see and turn to You to find help and foundation repair. In Your name we ask it. Amen. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.Andrus@not-alone.net.